Time to talk a bit of cycling now. A bit of horseback. Did you see those legs yesterday from that Polish bloke, Polinski?
I thought it was an end for varicose veins.
What about the tan as well? Oh, that was horrible, wasn't it? And he's running mid-peloton. So obviously the boys are going to have bigger legs than that and going at the front there. Talking about bigger legs, Michael Matthews. And in saying that, let's get to Mike Tomalaris from SBS commentator. Mike, how did it all unfold last night? Michael Matthews, green jersey leader.
He is. He's got the green jersey. Marcel Kittel, you might remember, 24 hours ago, had the green jersey and was carrying it for a number of days as a result of his five-stage wins in this tour after 2.5 weeks. But the big news coming out of stage 17, Berkey, was that Kittel, the big German, crashed just 20 kilometres into the stage today. He was involved in a pile-up with up to a dozen other riders that were strewn all over the roadway, sides of the roads. And when the camera panned across to the right, Marcel Kittel was in a pretty bad way. He had damaged the right side of his body, continued riding for about an hour, received medical treatment, bit of maintenance to a shoe, running maintenance along the way as well. But as a result of that crash, the fall was forced to withdraw. And in doing so, has passed the green jersey from his back onto the shoulders of Michael Matthews. And I've got to say, Matthews is in a really good position now. He's in an unassailable lead in that competition. And with 4 days to go, all he has to do is stay upright. And make it into Paris on Sunday for the finish. And he will become the third Australian behind Robbie McEwen and Baden Cook to do so. And he'll stand tall if all things are equal come Sunday afternoon.
We're watching vision, mate, of the crash of Kittel. Who's to blame for that? Anybody?
Look, I don't know. We couldn't really tell. The cameras panned onto that incident in the aftermath. Well, look, I don't think anyone's to blame. It was basically a touch of wheels. I think very nervous moments ahead of what was a very tough day in the Alps. Three monster climbs. The Galibier being the toughest of them all, the highest of them all at 2,640-odd metres. It's so high that there's no vegetation at the top. And there was a real battle. Apart from the green jersey, there was a battle in the yellow jersey. And I can tell you that Chris Froome, well, he counted all the attacks from his rivals, nearest rivals, particularly from Romain Bardet, the Frenchman. The Tour received a visit from the French president, the newly elected French president, in Emmanuel Macron. And it wasn't hard to see who his pick for the Tour was. It wasn't Chris Froome. It's not Rigoberto Urán or Fabio Aru. He wants a French winner because they haven't seen any winners in this part of the world for 32 years. But the GC, the overall standings, as I come to you, is as follows. Froome counted all of the attacks thrown at him today, and he leads by 27 seconds from Bardet and Urán. The big loser today was Fabio Aru, and he's down up to around 50-odd seconds. So it doesn't sound like much, 27 seconds with 4 days to go. It's a very close race, but there's a big day in the Alps tomorrow, and they go up to a place called the Col des Ouades. And when you look at the profile, it's like a finger pointing to the heavens. That's how high and steep it is. So these guys, Bardet, Aru, and Urán, they have to make an impression tomorrow because Chris Froome, his strength is in the time trial, and that comes up on the weekend, on Saturday, before the Paris finish on Sunday.
Wow.
Well, we are looking forward to that one there, and obviously Chris Froome and his team Sky will be doing everything to keep him in the lead there. These pictures are quite incredible.
Yeah, beautiful.
Mike, thanks for your time, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Okay, Berkey. Bye, TK.